Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio.
All aboard!
From the East, House of Light, may wisdom dawn in us so we may see all things in clarity. From the North, House of Night, may wisdom ripen in us so we may see all from within. Transformation. May wisdom be transformed into right action, so we may do what must be done. South, house of the eternal sun, may right action reap the harvest so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. From above, house of heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. From below, house of earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmonies to end all war. From the center, galactic source, which is everywhere at once, may everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum, Hunabku, Eva Maya, E Maho. Ayum, Hunabku, Eva Maya, E Maho. Ayum, Hunabku, Eva Maya. E ma ho. Thank you.
In Lakesh, and greetings. Welcome to another episode of Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio. My name is Makua Ray, and I am happy to be your host this evening as we explore more of what we're here for. And with that, just as our listening audience is growing to be aware of, we share information regarding the shift in consciousness, the shift from fear and separation to love and unity. And every day has a specific signature and relationship to its expression of the harmonic arrangement. And with that, I'd like to open the show this evening by sharing today's galactic signature. Today's signature is Ken 57, known as Red Overtone Earth. And the code for the day states, I empower in order to evolve. Commanding synchronicity, I seal the matrix of navigation with the overtone tone of radiance. I am guided by the power of life force. These are some powerful words that each have their own distinctive meaning, and they help to express the quality of the energy that we are experiencing as a planetary whole system today, even now. For those of you who know, and even those that are just learning more about what it means to live in natural time is based upon a 13-moon, 28-day calendar that begins every July 26th with the heliacal rising of the star Sirius. So July 26th becomes day one of a new 13-moon year. And the name of this year happens to be White Rhythmic Wizard. The White Rhythmic Wizard year, it's so named White Rhythmic Wizard because that happened to be the signature for the date of July 26th, 2011. Now we are in the fourth moon, also known as the self-existing moon, day 20 out of the 28-day moon. So we're day 20 in the self-existing moon of the White Rhythmic Wizard year. Today also happens to be a Pakal Vatan auspicious day, which means we want to pay attention to the subtle energies, to the auspiciousness of the day for each of us as individuals. Also knowing that this day had a marked significance to Pakal Vatan, who is also known as the chief Mayan time scientist during the classical Mayan period. He was physically embodied between the years 603 to 683 AD, and it was through the discovery of his burial tomb in the late 1940s and the early 50s that we're even now able to share this information with the human family. So what we're dealing with here is relatively new knowledge from an ancient source that has long been covered, and now it's been recovered. And so today being an auspicious day of Pakal Vatan indicates that it is one of the 13 days that was indicated in his tomb as having specific and special significance to his life and also to the greater cycles. So I find that to be quite interesting, particularly as we use natural time as a way to forecast and observe the cycles in our own lives, as well as understanding the nature of the relationships, the purpose of the relationships in our lives. Sound Synchronicity is certainly dedicated to helping the human family make this shift consciously, spiritually, energetically, and harmonically with each other. And we are honored to have many, many light workers and seekers of truth whom we collaborate with, whom we work with and serve with on the path. And this channel, in fact, Now Time Radio, is a result of a very significant harmonic relationship to me personally. And today also marks a few days prior to the fulfillment or the completion of what's known as the 13 Moon Walk for Peace. Now, for some of our listeners, you've been familiar with the show that I help to co-produce called Peace Talks every Friday. And it's been going on for a few years now. And the host of the show is also the visionary behind the 13 Moon Walk for Peace. And I'm very excited to welcome her this evening as a special guest on Sound Synchronicity. And her name is Audrey Scott Williams. In Lakesh, Audrey, how are you?
In Lakesh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing fine, doing well, and giving thanks for the creative opportunities as we have to share this message and this energy with anyone who will listen.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us tonight on Sound Synchronicity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. In fact, we're all sitting here listening to the show and putting in time to create for us. I really thank you for the opportunity.
Indeed. And for our listening audience, I'd like if you could even give them a little bit of background about yourself, and then I'd like to go in and talk a little bit about the 13 Moon Walk for Peace. But just give them a little background about you on a personal level so we can get to know you a little bit better.
Sure, Makua. Well, I'm a mom and a grandma, and I'll put the family thing up there first, and believe in the power of family. So create as we go along. I think relationships are our foundation, and later on as we talk, we help that, as this is a time of remembering relationships. So I begin with that. I have for the last 1996 been on the path where my spiritual path became a dominant path in my life, leading to the Diary of Now Time Prophecies and film Ashe, Igniting the Power in which you were one of the videographers on. And traveling with elders around the world, and then later walking around the world. So doing peace talks brings us up to about 12 years, almost 12 years now. And in the last 13 months, we've walked around the country. Our prayer is that we are awakening the heart of America as we go, and we're going to end of that on 11-11-11 here at Atlanta, Georgia. We're inviting everyone to come out and talk with us. I'm a couple miles of our journey from Freedom Park to the King Center on 11-11-10 to 11-11. And then at 11-11 that morning, we're going to join the world in a silent meditation. And then later on that evening, we want to honor people around the country that we've met, who we call community.
Well, this sounds absolutely wonderful. It sounds like you all being the team, as we need to understand that you are walking with a team of people. Yes. And it looks, even according to the schedule, that you all have quite a bit of walking yet to do before we get to Friday.
Well, that's true. We start out again tomorrow, and we've got Mary Woods and Dave DeFabo from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. We've got Karen Watson and myself from Alabama/Atlanta. And Mama Natalie, we call ourselves the Four Elements, Mama Natalie, Fifth Element, holding down the fort here while my sister Aura watches her while we're out. As you say, we're talking each day now, tomorrow through our ending walk on Friday.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let me ask you a question. So with the 13 Moon Walk for Peace, how many places were you all able to visit over the duration of the past 13 months?
Well, let me see. David, how many do you think we've done?
Native American communities, so that's been a couple.
Well over 60 and planted 36 peace poles so far, and our 37th and final pole here in Atlanta for the end of our walk.
Okay, okay. The reception is breaking up a little bit there. I'm not sure if we're in a challenging spot there with your cell phone reception. So I just wanted
okay.
to make sure that we get as clear as we can because, you know, I know listeners may be having a challenge to hear everything you're sharing. Could you repeat the number of cities that you have the opportunity or the locations you have the opportunity to visit?
Well, there's been over 60 cities and reservations along our path, which started at the King Center and across the southern route to California, and then from California back across the northern section and then down to Washington, D.C.
Okay, okay. That sounds powerful. Now, I understand also you all have been planting towers of power or peace poles in some of the locations you've visited. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Sure, sure. We've done 36 peace poles, and I'm going to get Mary, who's coordinated a lot of that.
Hi, Matoa.
Greetings. Good evening.
Good evening. Well, I get to tell you about a very significant part of this journey. Our first one was in New Orleans. We got a 4x4x8 foot, and we asked the community there, the Ashe Community Center, what they wanted for the addition to. So we did peace on one side and three other words, after we wrote the words out, we would carve them and put a crystal in the top with copper wire and a copper cap on it to activate the pole as planted. Texas, all across the Southwest, California, all across the country, to a which we hope to literally make official as the first national peace trail by the end of our walk. So it's a grid. It's a peace grid in the United States.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I know I had the opportunity to be with you all when you came through Washington, D.C., and you planted a tower of power, or rather dedicated one, at Ballou Arts Academy High School. And I know from that experience that these children who generally are considered the undesirable children, the unfortunately some of the throwaway children of our society, were completely captivated by the presence of you all as you came there. Now, I know that from the experience of seeing them in the environment where they're liable to have all types of outbursts and reactions to things. But upon you all arriving there and sharing your energy and the presence that you all have accumulated during this walk, it was amazing and totally transformative to witness the peace and the settledness that you all brought with you. In fact, when Audrey spoke about the Tower of Power, about the peace pole and the words which were written upon the peace pole, it was the most quiet you could imagine any group of people, especially young people. And they were certainly captivated in such an amazing way, and they were very, very grateful. I know they certainly were. So that's really, really remarkable. I wanted to also ask you all about the significance of the healing water ceremonies, because I know you all have been doing that as well, another spiritual offering during the whole path.
Yeah, we started doing that, I don't remember exactly when, actually in the very beginning. When we started the walk, it was in the aftermath of the Gulf spill. So we wanted to go to the waters and offer our prayers and our love because the church in this temple is a water consciousness. And so we wanted to align our consciousness with water in the highest possible way. And so we've done that throughout the And it's very interesting because we collect the water the areas where we do the ceremony. And then we've also been gifted water. So by now, we've got waters that have come from not only just around this country, but a world very conscious convergence, peaceful convergence water.
Wonderful, wonderful. This is certainly some amazing, amazing spiritual work you all are doing, and so very important, so very important. I'd like to take a moment to invite any listeners to call in if they'd like to speak with you all, and the number is 424-243-9656. Again, that number is 424-243-9656. And if you'd like to join the conversation, please press 1 so that we know that you are interested in joining the conversation. The lines are open, and we certainly welcome you to be part of this experience. We are talking with Audrey Scott Williams and the Peace Walk team of the 13 Moon Walk for Peace, which is soon to be completing a 13-month trek that is 10,000 miles worth of ground covered to heal the heart of America, to awaken and heal the heart of America, and to really give voice to the voiceless and visibility to the invisible. Can you share a little bit with us about what the completion of this walk means to you? What does this mean to you, particularly in relationship to the times that we're living in right now?
Hey, I'm going to give an answer to that and invite Makua. You know, this time that we're in right now, I say to everyone, this is the most auspicious time. And I use that word because there are not a lot of words that can really fully timing is. It, the grandmothers say it's the most precarious time to be alive on the planet. In other words, we stand on a razor's edge where we can either shift and bring humanity up to its highest evolved state, talking about consciousness, than perhaps has ever been on this planet. Or we can choose to not do that. And in fact, that the price of that is quite high in a number of ways. But it's also important that the entire universe is shifting right now. Consciousness isn't just, you know, a birthright of human beings. There's a universal consciousness that goes throughout the cosmos and touches all of creation. So we are aligning ourselves with that. And the completion of this walk means that we've done what we've been called to do. To open the heart, because as we make this shift, it's my heart. Because we're going to have to develop new skills, and one of those not new skills we've had, but skills that we have to pay attention to in a way that we never have before. And of course, that all of that from the heart. Of capacity of each human being to tap into the full potential of its divine self. So for me, this is the fulfillment of all that we've been asked to do in to do that, we had to walk not only to spread love, but to build within ourselves our own
Greetings, Mama Karen. Greetings.
The talk has been part of me for so long now because I've been walking now for the end of it, of this 13 moon walk. A constitution of something that I've placed. I say that because everything that in my lifetime up to the point of when I began to walk in the year 2000, I think I began to walk, it just felt very natural, the thing to do, even though it was something that, and as I began to do it, I could feel the growth within myself and my connection with communities. As I began to grow, I felt out. I changed. I all that are taking place on the planet right now, and as I myself in that net, knowing that everything that I have done, enlightened. Very for having had the opportunity to be a part of something that has been so wonderful, because we have seen and our lives and my life is the completion of this walk says to me that there's something that I have done that for not only myself, for humanity, but also for the planet.
Indeed. I definitely resonate with those words. And it just reminds me that when one of us is healed, when one of us is nurtured, all of us are being nurtured and healed on some level in some way. And so what you all have embarked upon and have nearly completed has been an enormous gift to the family of humanity, though it may not be the most publicized effort or well-known effort or endeavor, it is certainly causing a ripple effect throughout every heart across this planet. And so I know it is a gift to the human family at this most auspicious time, where we do have a choice. We have the choice to stay in the realm of separation or to make our evolutionary leap into that inherent oneness from which we all come. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to know that you all have been doing the work one step at a time in such a magnificent way. And so I'm certainly looking forward to being there with you all in Atlanta to celebrate the fulfillment of such an amazing mission and answering such an important call. So I want to be the first to really thank you all for your sacrifice and for your service, because it really makes a difference. It truly matters. It really does. Now, Mama Audrey, I wanted to ask you a little bit more, knowing that you, for many, many years, have received messages and insights from guides in your life, who have provided guidance for you along the path, and you refer to them as the grandmothers of the four directions. Now, I also understand that there may be other such energy working with and serving to bring information forward to us, to humanity at this time. Now, I know your show, Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers, here on Now Time Radio on Wednesday evenings, features recordings and insights that have been revealed to you and shared with you, some recently and some as well that have been shared over time. Now, you did a show where you spoke about the fifth dimension, and you spoke about where we are as a humanity right now, being in a place where we have to bridge the third dimension and the fifth dimension by way of the fourth dimension. Can you speak on that just a little bit to give us some further insight as to what that means? Because I certainly feel that it's very relevant to where we find ourselves now.
Absolutely. I just I want to, before I begin that section, I just want to give honor to an elder in our community here in Atlanta, Baba Kikuyu. I just received a message that he just gave. So I want to just take a moment to recognize him. Because, you know, all the work that we do, we're standing on the shoulders of our ancestors. We're following in the path of our elders who have really worked hard, have left for us to follow. I know I wouldn't be where I am today without you.
Yes.
So I just wanted to give tribute to Babaji. I just want to give some foundation before I talk about her. One of the things we have to understand is that all dimensions exist simultaneously. Okay? That, you know, what we're talking about is our human consciousness evolving to align with a higher consciousness that is already present. Now, what is happening is not just the human being, all of life aligning with that higher realm consciousness. So if we weren't stuck so deeply in third dimension, we would be able to see all these dimensions existing. In other words, we would see ourselves on every level at all times. Of course, that would be much too much mentally for us to process. So we tend to live in dominance in one dimension at a time. And sometimes, mostly, we're actually in two, but it's simply one. Where we are right now, in terms of the evolution of human consciousness, is we are transitioning from third dimension into fourth. Already, there are many people who have already made it to the fourth level. And what that simply means is fourth is the bridge that will between third and fifth dimension. And so in that fourth, we're letting go of the third as we're beginning to embrace the fifth. It's like riding a bicycle. You know, you go from a tricycle to a bicycle, so all of a sudden now you don't have so many wheels on the ground, so you have to be mindful. And so we're in that mindful state now as we shift from third to fourth. One of the ways that people can often, because I often get the question, how do you know you're there? One of the ways you know you're there is that some time, holding on to time in a linear fashion becomes quite challenging, and sometimes it affects our capacity to remember the linear past, present, future, because you on that bridge space, we're learning, you know, the tricycle's gone now, we're on the bicycle, we're learning to embrace the now moment. And so what's consciously aware to us in the now moment is tremendously expanded beyond what it has been in the third dimension. So now we're in this now moment, and we're finding that in this now moment, we're able to, when we hit stride, we can accomplish so much in the present moment that is mind-boggling to a third dimensional mind that's still trying to pop before present moment and an after, because this couldn't all happen in a present moment perspective. So the fourth dimension is truly aligning us, helping us to understand how deep, greater sense of sort of slipping from the constraints of time and space of the world around us. So we're no longer straight line. We're now on a spiral. It's going around, and it gives. We that whole notion of the rugged individual, you know, that we prize so much in a Western. Because you find yourself in that bridge space, intimately connected with all life. There is nothing outside of yourself. Everything exists. I think macrocosm actually all hurt together in consciousness. So you're making these great leaps of, well, wow, you know, this is how this tree grows. This is how these roots into the earth and hold on so that this huge tree can grow up above ground and provide all these things. So all of a sudden, that projection of an outside image of a tree now reflects of an inner projection of how we are in this world. In other words, outside that tree is in us. It creates a total shift in consciousness, if you can stay with me on that. So where we are now is in the bridge space. Many, many people have been, and the next, and many are exiting it quite quickly as they transition into the it's almost impossible to hold on to third dimensional consciousness. It's very no longer in a linear perspective. It's what it has been in the past. That means your relationship to the world is totally different, and you are less and less limited now by a body, and more in tune with a light body that allows an expansion of consciousness that goes far beyond your perception of life on the earth, your perception of life in the universe. And so it's in that space then that we are open to receive information, to see things that we can't see right now. Many people project that. We will be, as we slip into that, we now create the consciousness to be able to see our star brothers and sisters. We now enter into now we can see them. It doesn't mean they haven't been there. It means that conscious, our shift now allows us to accept their presence, if you will.
Yes.
Papa Credo Mufa said, the star, you know, as the star people return now, they're going to find us their equals, because as we slip into fifth density, we align with them.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, I think this is likely very helpful for many of our listeners, because everybody is feeling the shift. And we don't necessarily have the context to understanding what's happening, because obviously this kind of knowledge and information is not shared popularly through media or education or institutions. So it is a wonderful blessing that we do have those who have a more keen overstanding and understanding about what this time and timing really means and what it holds for us. It feels and sounds to me like it's a wonderful opportunity. And as you also said, certainly one that people are not going to be able to hold on to the third dimension in the way that maybe for thousands of years we as a human form have been conditioned to holding on to it. So, of necessity, all of these things are changing.
Absolutely.
So it's very helpful.
Yeah, and I'd like to say along the lines of how people are experiencing this, I mentioned the difficulty in our relationships. And the other thing that is happening is that we get these tremendous waves of energy that can almost shift us off our axis. And it's important to remember that urban can shift off our axis. Right? So anything that happens to the earth happens to us. So yes, we are literally, our pole is different. A momentary equilibrium issue. Now, actually the realignment or the detachment from the old alignment to the new alignment now, but some things have to be out of tension, right? And so that pole has to be pulled a little bit off center to above that old thing. You know, we hold so much history, and history is very important, don't get me wrong. But sometimes we are so loaded with history, and often we believe somebody's story and we make it so. The universe, as the universe is trying to shift us, it actually is allowing us to experience truth. Can you imagine that? We are moving into a space where that shift in our soul breaks off the lies, breaks off the deceit, breaks off anything that's not real, allows us to all of a sudden be in a space of spontaneous. So in that space of spontaneous truth, we are having a tremendous opportunity. Wow, you know, if it's yellow, it really is yellow, you know? And so that's why people are breaking down for spontaneous truth, anything that doesn't stand in that truth along that pole resides on the old path. So it disrupts our equilibrium in terms of a sense of balance, not just physically, but mentally. And that our pole is pulling us now where? Into our heart.
Well, that certainly feels wonderful. It feels wonderful to hear the living narrative as you share with us exactly what is happening. And it's interesting to even fathom that we may only be hearing the truth for the first time because our orientation has been colored by a variety of other stories that of themselves may not have ever been true. I think that's what many people are experiencing also, as we see what's happening throughout the world with the geopolitical expression of that truth making its way throughout humanity. And people are soon and quickly coming to recognize that the systems that they have entrusted for so long have of themselves been, to some degree, incapable of containing the energy of truth, because this truth is far greater than any machination and any manipulation, as happens and tends to be the nature of the systems and industries and institutions of the third dimension of the material world. So I can definitely see the ripple that's happening globally.
And it's important to recognize that you know, where we've been on the old axis, it was not in anyone's interest, and I don't want to say anyone, but in the greater pervading interest for truth to exist. In fact, truth was guarded and kept on the outside, and many, and then all that became intertwined in all of our basic systems, in all of our relationships, our concepts. And so now, as that beginning be realigned into a greater in truth, where spontaneous evolution can happen, then we move away from that. We move away from those things. And what it also does inside of us, not to move from outside in terms of systems, but inside of us, we're also moving away from those values that we have been taught of.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, I think we may have a caller on the line. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes,
welcome.
I can.
Did you have a question or a comment for Audrey Scott Williams and the 13 Moon Walk for Peace team?
Well, first of all, I want to give thanks. Yeah, my name is Aquia. I'm from D.C. I was there at the ceremony with Heal Humanity, with Manifest Ra, when the sisters and the brother came. And I just want to thank you from the center of my heart for what you're doing. It is so powerful. I think we have all been moved and touched, and we feel and know your energy. And for the sister that just talked about being connected with the fifth dimension, it is so enlightening, because we have a study group studying the alchemy of nine dimensions, the book by Barbara Hand Clow. And it was just interesting interest that I fell into the book, and it's like, oh my God, you know, this is how we really get in touch with spirit. And what you've added just helps us in our understanding and our quest for understanding, being in the consciousness of the higher dimensions, and being able to work with that energy and help bring about the shift that is needed throughout this planet. The conversation was broken up quite a bit. I hope this is going to be recorded, because I would love to be able to present it to the rest of the group if they are not on this call. So I just want to say thank you so much. I appreciate all that you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, sister. We appreciate hearing that.
Okay.
Indeed. Well, thank you for calling in, Sister Aquia. Thank you for listening. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for letting us know. I get your emails
indeed
all the time.
Oh, yeah. I stay active on that social networking, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Okay. We have to use the tools at our disposal. Well, thank you, and we appreciate love you as well. You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio, and we are speaking with Audrey Scott Williams, visionary of the 13 Moon Walk for Peace, as well as other members of the Dream Team, the Peace Walkers, who have almost completed a 13-month trek of nearly 10,000 miles, reaching over 60 cities, as well as reservations, communities across this country to awaken the heart of America. What an amazing mission, what an amazing accomplishment, and we are all certainly grateful for what you are doing and what this represents, just as our caller Aquia just stated so beautifully, and I know that many, many people feel the same way. I mean, you've had the opportunity to touch people's hearts from New Orleans, as you said, Austin, Texas, all the way over to South Central Los Angeles, on up to the Oakland community. I mean, across the map, I mean, throughout this nation, the timing and the trajectory of the walk has been absolutely phenomenal, first just to even witness the initial vision and then to watch you all actually do it. And to have a periphery role throughout this past 13 moons has been an incredible honor for me, just to witness and to receive the benefit of your endeavor and your efforts. So I want to thank you all for being on Sound Synchronicity this evening, and I want to just reiterate the activities for this coming Friday. We're looking at the completion of the walk on November 11th. That would be 11-11-11. For a walk that began on 10-10-10. So there's significance to that, for sure. And so we're looking at the walk that will be completing on 11-11-11, and we're inviting people from the Atlanta community and elsewhere, if they can make the journey to Atlanta, to join the 13 Moon Walk for Peace at 10 a.m. at Freedom Park, and walk the final 2 miles with the Peace Walkers to the King Center, where the walk started on 10-10-10. And people are also invited to walk with you throughout the week, and there are a number of dates and locations. For more information, is it the 13moonwalkforpeace.org that people may visit to get more information about the other segments of the walk?
Yeah, they can go to the 13 Moon Walk, 13moonwalkforpeace.com or .org, and there's a link there. Just scroll down that home page, and there's a link to what's happening in Atlanta this week. And as you said, we're on Friday, we're doing the final 2 miles from the Freedom Park, leaving there at 10 in the morning, arriving at the King Center in time for an 11-11 inclusion in a global prayer and meditation for world peace. And then later on that evening at 7 p.m., we'll be at Morehouse College, where we will be honoring the peacemakers that are coming from around the country, as well as Atlanta, for all that they do for peace in their communities. But our walking schedule that starts tomorrow in Sewanee and the next few days, that schedule is listed on the website. And if you want more information, let me just give the number. You can call Dave DeFabo at 570-220-9249 for more information and updates on the walk from starting tomorrow on through Friday.
Wonderful, wonderful. So again, 13 Moon Walk for Peace, that's the number 4, 13moonwalkforpeace.com or .org, where folks can find more information about the activities that are beginning tomorrow. So it's going to be a fantastic week. And also I'd like to acknowledge the energy, according to the Dream Spell Natural Time 1320 perspective, for Friday, 11-11-11, happens to be white planetary wind. And the energy states I perfect in order to communicate, producing breath. I seal the input of spirit with the planetary tone of manifestation. I am guided by the power of heart.
Of course.
So I find that that's a beautiful resonant frequency for what you all have been maintaining and sustaining over the past 13 moons. And we certainly thank you so very much for your service and for this remarkable vision and endeavor that you have been able to share with all of us. So we certainly look forward to celebrating with you in Atlanta. I know that I myself will be there. And we'll see you all very soon and get a chance to give you all a big old hug at the finish line.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be joining, in fact, I'll be joining on those last couple of miles on Friday for sure. So I certainly encourage anybody in the listening audience that happens to be in Atlanta or can make their way to Atlanta for Friday, November 11th, 11-11-11, what a tremendous way to commemorate the shifting in consciousness. And what a great way to perfect our communication from the heart, from heart to heart, as we really, truly experience that awakening of our hearts across America and across this entire planet. So I'm excited to know that at 11:11 a.m. at the King Center of all places on planet Earth, you could be pronouncing and sharing a global prayer for peace. What an amazing, amazing, incredible opportunity for all of us. So thank you all so much for all that you do, for every step that you take, and for everyone that you meet along the way and enliven and awaken the spirit of truth within them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Makua, for all that you do. Have a beautiful show.
Okay. You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio, and we have just been speaking with Audrey Scott Williams and members of the 13 Moon Walk for Peace team. I want to thank you all for riding with us as you are right there in the ether sphere and the cybersphere all around the world. And it is always an honor and a blessing to share this space and grace with you all. We're going to go into some music right now. This is Monday Machiru, a song called You Are the Universe. Thank you.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity with Makua 9 Kimi Ray.
Passing cloud, passing you, passing me by. Passionately we can be so high. In heaven's or over the sea, gravity can't hold us down, baby. Our soul floats with our destiny now. We represent life, the chosen life.
And Lakesh, fellow star travelers, we were just listening to a little bit of Stacey Epps and a song called Floatin'. And prior to that, Monday Machiru, You Are the Universe. Indeed you are. Now looking at today's synchronometer signature, as we talked about, it is red overtone earth. Now that presents a lot of power just in the statement alone. But to take it a little bit further, again, The code for the day states, I empower in order to evolve, commanding synchronicity. I seal the matrix of navigation with the overtone tone of radiance. I am guided by the power of life force. Now, an interesting synchronicity today is known as a Dussehra day in the Hindu tradition. I don't know if I've pronounced that correctly, but it's spelled D-U-S-S-E-H-R-A, Dussehra day. And it states in this almanac, consider that despite the appearances and perturbations on the surface, the entire universe is in sync with the divine plan. Let me say that again. Consider that despite the appearances on the surface, the entire universe is in sync with the divine plan. And in light of that, and what Audrey was sharing in the previous conversation, with the fact that we're transitioning from the third dimension into the fourth and beyond, you know, there's a lot that would appear on the surface to be destructive, contentious, very contrasting. And I really want to implore listeners to consider that no matter what it appears to be, no matter how it appears, there is a divine plan to everything we're witnessing. We have to really begin to go within and do the inner work of decision, which is the choice between fear or love. If we look upon the world through the lens of fear, then we're going to see things that would inspire and instill fear in us. However, if we choose to look through the lens of love, we will find countless myriad things reflecting themselves back as being loving and harmonious in divine order. I know these are words that are often easier said than directly experienced, which is why having a spiritual practice is a significant thing, because it does help to anchor that as a reality within the individual. And that's what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with a time where there's a major evolutionary leap underway. It's not something new necessarily. This is something that has been known about for a very long time. When we look upon the world and we're seeing the shift as it manifests, as it's rippling through the world and the material sectors, such as the financial industries and institutions, that is an outpicturing of a very organic shift that was timed to happen even right now. In some of the past shows, we've talked a bit about the cycles of transformation that were identified by Jose Arguelles back last year as beginning on October 22nd. It was the beginning of 7 sub-cycles of 113 days each. And these cycles would take us from the period of October 22nd, 2010, until December 20th, 2012. The following day, which is regarded as the zero point or the omega point. Now, what we're witnessing in this sequence of events is what's also referred to as the destabilization of the material. So for those with the eyes to see and the ears to hear their inner wisdom, they can clearly see that what is happening has been articulated by very wise people, from indigenous prophecies to those such as Jose Arguelles presenting new knowledge and information to the human family. So I share these things that as those who would have perception, that we can see that everything is in fact moving according to a sacred plan that has been long identified. And now we're here at this most auspicious time to ride the wave, to literally be here to embody the spirit of love so that we can have an authentic and complete experience at this time. Not only is this period known as this final cycle of transformation, the destabilization of the material, also known as the return of Quetzalcoatl, there's also a larger cycle that's been identified by some in the past 100 years or so, and it was referred to as the biosphere-nuosphere transition. And I'll read this quote from Jose Arguelles. It states, quote, a transformation triggered by the completion of the great cycle has already taken place. signaled by a shift in the resonating frequency. This shift announces the end of the great cycle and gives a premonition of the brilliance of our galactic, solar, and planetary reality in the following era, which begins with 2012 AD. Our planet thus enters into its next evolutionary phase, securing itself a place as a new member of the galactic community. Now, this is something that Jose wrote in a book called The Mayan Factor in the year 1987. The biosphere-noosphere transition marks the point when the consciousness of the planet goes from the cosmic unconscious to the cosmic conscious. In other words, we're awakening to this enduring cosmic reality. As Audrey also spoke of, these multiple dimensions exist simultaneously. We just have not been vibrating at a frequency to truly perceive them as they are. And yet all of that is changing, all of that is transitioning and evolving in this biosphere-noosphere transition. When we speak of biosphere, we're talking about the sphere of biology, the sphere of life. When we speak of noosphere, we're speaking of the sphere of the mental and the reality that we're moving into a greater self-awareness, a greater consciousness as a human family, as a human evolved species. And not only within the humanity of it all, but in fact all of life. So we're coming to a point where we are being brought into greater arrangement and greater harmony, even in telepathy, with the earth itself. Because the earth itself is an intelligent entity, an intelligent sacred body that obviously provides us with all of the elements of life as far as we know it. Now, the way in which we've related to the earth has been such that we've treated the earth as though it were inanimate, as though we could simply take and take and take as a human species from the planet without it having any response or reaction. And many people are quickly coming to the awareness that that's not the case, in fact, that this earth is a divine intelligent entity that requires love, requires an engagement of a new nature, one that humanity heretofore has neglected to fulfill. So we have a grand opportunity, and yet even according to some prophecies, unless humanity can move into natural time, meaning becoming aware of the greater harmonic arrangement, the greater order of affairs, if you will, and their place and their purpose in that arrangement, then humanity will continue to neglect its responsibility and opportunity and run the risk of total biospheric devastation. Now, I feel genuinely that enough people will wake up in time. That timing having to do with December 21st, 2012, which is why that's such a significant point. So the biosphere-noosphere transition is a specific geological evolutionary event point that coincides with the prophetic cycle from the period of 1987, which was the harmonic convergence, to the period of 2013, which is recognized as galactic synchronization. To synchronize with something means to come into rhythm with it, to find our place in order, in the divine order, in the universal and cosmic order. This is a pivotal moment in the history of the universe as well. It's been known theologically as the second creation. So this is looking in terms of our consciousness over time. This is not a new idea. In fact, this moment that we're now experiencing was first defined and foreseen jointly by a Russian scientist named V.I. Vernadsky, as well as a French Jesuit paleontologist named Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. And together back in 1926, they coined the word noosphere. And for both of them, the noosphere, or the mental sheath of the planet, was the result of a critical point of terrestrial evolution. For Vernadsky, this point was defined by the crisis, which he referred to as biogeochemical combustion. This refers to the impact of industrial technologies and civilizations on the resources and cycles of the biosphere, or the physical Earth, bringing it to a fever pitch of crisis, which will result in a qualitative shift into the noosphere and the beginning of what's now known as the psychozoic era. I know these words are advanced and maybe brand new for many of the listeners, and to help you further understand, I want to invite you to visit a website called lawoftime.org. And there's a segment in that website, specifically Noosphere 2, where you can find a lot of helpful information to help you come to a greater understanding of exactly what's happening. For Teilhard de Chardin, the Noosphere is preceded by the elaboration of a planetary information network. Does that sound at all to anybody like the Internet, for example? Which then also becomes the last material technological rite of passage before reaching an omega point. This omega point, also associated with the mystical body of Christ, is the entrance of humanity and the planet into the noosphere, or the one mind of Earth. So these discoveries and these interpretations were met in complement with the discovery of the law of time in the 1980s. Which affirms that both Vernadsky and Teilhard de Chardin's criteria for the biosphere-noosphere transition have actually converged. So that which we were waiting for has already arrived. We're now actually in the cresting of this amazing wave of transformation. So as we witness the things of the mundane world, where many people are growing more aware and responding and reacting to things that are affecting their physical comfort, that's merely a preliminary stage in the expression of the reality that things are irrevocably shifting. The way in which we've lived heretofore can no longer be supported by this physical earth, nor by the arrangement of the cosmos. And that is a part of a greater agreement that we have, whether we recall it or not, to come here to the planet at this time to participate in this shift, to be part of the solution as compared with being part of the problem. So if you're out there and you're listening to this broadcast now, rest assured you are part of the solution. There are no coincidences. There's only synchronicity and truth. And so where we're moving is to truly be an embodiment of the fourth dimension in the third dimension. That is a part of our opportunity right now, to literally embody that spirit of great love, of great honoring, of great reverence for all life as it is, beginning with ourselves, honoring our purpose in being by knowing our own signatures as a way to identify where we show up in this greater harmonic arrangement. It really is the most beautiful opportunity that we are presented with at this time. And I'm very happy that Audrey was able to join us and explain a little more deeply. Now, I realize for listeners that you may have had difficulty hearing her due to the cell phone reception issue. So what we're going to do is, upon the completion of the 13 Moon Walk for Peace this coming Friday, the White Planetary Wind, we are going to have Audrey on again and make sure that we have a very strong cellular connection, because what she was sharing is relevant for the time. And it's very important that we're able to share that information with the listening audience. Again, if you'd like more information on the noosphere, biosphere transition, I really ask that you visit lawoftime.org. Also, for the listeners out there, please visit our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/galactic synchronization. Again, that Facebook page is facebook.com/galactic synchronization. And you can go to that page and discover all sorts of information and charts that actually articulate and show us images of the transition to which I'm speaking, particularly with regard to these cycles of transformation. We happen to right now be in the fourth of the seven cycles, those cycles each being 113 days. We're in the fourth of those cycles right now. So from September 26th until mid-January, will be in that fourth cycle. It's also related from this observation by Jose Arguelles that the fifth cycle itself, beginning around January 17th, will be the most intense in terms of destabilization. So, as Audrey was saying, that there's coming a time where we have to begin to release the false identification that we've had with the third dimension as being entirely who we are, because the truth of it is we're so much more than just material. And that's a part of this collective awakening, the consciousness that's being stimulated and being remembered by so many people who are here who've shown up to the planet at this amazing time. So this show will certainly serve as a resource to sharing more information as we make this shift. And also, every Gregorian Monday, there is a Rainbow Bridge meditation practice that happens. And this Rainbow Bridge is also very prophetic in that the rainbow is a symbol of the unification of life at this most amazing moment. So moving from separation consciousness into unification consciousness, that is certainly key. And anybody in the physical, metaphysical, spiritual tradition certainly resonates with and recognizes that being the case. So here we find ourselves with an opportunity to harmonize and embrace the earth with love, with gratitude. There's nothing more grounded than a spirit of gratitude. And there's nothing more spiritual than to be fully, fully human. And that is something we have yet to completely realize, and yet that is the process that we are together experiencing. So the Rainbow Bridge meditation information can be found at the Galactic Synchronization Facebook page, as well as on www.lawoftime.org. I want to thank you for joining us tonight on Sound Synchronicity, and we'll go out with a little bit of music here, certainly giving thanks for your presence on the planet, all that you do, all who you are. And so with that, we'll play a little song here from our good friends Lovers, Inc., a song entitled Karma's Wheel. Until next time, stay tuned, tune in, be good to yourself, and be good to each other. In Lakesh.